the Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Donette Palmore, co-host here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint with Women segment. Today, our amazing host is not here. She is going to be dearly missed. And I'm going to do my best to fill her shoes. I have some very special guests today. They're actually former clients of mine, and one of them is actually a fellow financial coach. Before I introduce them, I want to talk a little bit about the topic today. The title I gave it is Debt is a Thief. And what do I mean by that? So we've been so conditioned that debt is just a way of life. You need to get it to get what you want, to be successful, to live this American dream, as we talked about in the last podcast. There are the credit card companies spend millions and millions of dollars to study you, to study your behavior with money, how you interact with it. And they know more about you and your relationship with money than you know about yourself and your relationship with money. Things like the Barbie, they have Let's Go Shopping Barbie, and she's swiping a MasterCard. That's to condition them so when they're older, they're going to think, oh, I should get a MasterCard, right? And I had a client who actually worked for Mattel, and that particular Barbie is like on the top 5 seller list every single year. And they also know that we're not going to pay these credit cards. They're hoping, and they know, we're not going to pay these credit cards off every month. This is how they make their money, right? Our interest. They know that you will more than likely buy something because you could just put it on the card and pay for it later. They're hoping that you'll pay for it for months and months and months. And the credit card companies are really double dipping, right? So we pay interest if we don't pay the balance off, but the retailers where we use the cards are also paying a fee for it. And I bought this into this whole thing that I had to have this debt to get what I wanted to be where I wanted. For 35 years, I lived with stress and hopelessness of carrying this weight on my shoulders. I was not living the life that I wanted to live, but I just didn't know how to get out of it. Now, I am leading the way and showing others how life without debt is possible. So let me share a little bit of my background with you about how I grew up, because it's very important to know, to be aware of what kind of came up in our childhood, what, because we learned from our parents, whether they taught us or not, about money and a relationship with money. So I didn't grow up with very much. I always had what I needed. We moved around a lot between our relatives and our parents until I was about 11 when I settled down with my dad. Money was never talked about. So I don't know what the real problem my dad had was. I just knew that he had car debt. He had car loans all the time. And when I asked for something, it was, I can't afford it, or we can't afford it. Even asking a dollar for lunch was like pulling teeth out of him. So things were probably really tight. And he was a single dad trying to raise a couple of teenage girls. When I became an adult, I didn't want to hear that word. I didn't want to say I couldn't afford something. And I didn't want to tell my children that I couldn't afford something, or that they couldn't enjoy life because we couldn't afford something. This is also brings tension between you and your significant other, right? So 7 years ago, I got tired of being in debt, not being able to save, living paycheck to paycheck, right? 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I wanted to have peace and not fight about whether we could something or not, if we were going to be able to pay the mortgage and still have that birthday party. I just didn't want to have that stress anymore. We were about $52,000 in consumer debt at this time. And that was after we had dug ourselves out several times. And at that point, my why was just to, let's just get out of debt and start saving for retirement, because we've been our small business owners for over 20 years. So no one's no one is funding our retirement. We have to do it ourselves, right? As I began to pay off my debt, save, and figure out how to still enjoy life, because that's important, right? We still want to enjoy our lives. A lot of times people hear, oh no, she's going to want me to just have no life. I'm going to have to eat top ramen and just pay off all this debt. And that's not what it's about. We have to enjoy life. It brought me this peace of mind and this hope. And I realized I needed to share this information with my children, which is why you guys have heard them come on and talk about their journey and what it's been like for them as well. And if you haven't listened to it, go back to the last three podcasts, because they're all on there. This began to change the way that I thought about money. It was no longer I can't afford, but how can I afford? And I realized that I had the power to make an impact, not just on the next generation, but generations to come. See, I took back the control of not just my money, but my life. And that really lit a fire in me. And I began to reshape my why. And I haven't left behind, you know, I still have my mortgage to pay off, but I am consumer debt free, which is absolutely empowering and so much peace. And I just can't even explain what that feeling is like. So I'm still doing those things, but my why has become something bigger than myself. It has become to have an impact on generations that will come after me, to break the chains of generational debt. The mindset that in order to get ahead in this world, we have to have debt. When we get freed from financial stress, we are able to see more clearly, think more clearly, and we're able to think bigger. Now, I believe that if I continued with debt, the 7 years ago when I started this journey, I would be stressed. Still trying to figure out how to stop living paycheck to paycheck, arguing with my husband about what we can and cannot afford. In fact, about 4 years ago, we had to close down one of our businesses that was our bread and butter company. And we went from, in a 9-month period, our income was cut by 95%. That's pretty scary, right? 95% your bread and butter is cut. We, at that point, we had paid off almost all of our debt. We had about $7,000 left, but we had been budgeting and we had been saving, and we probably would have lost our house and had to file bankruptcy if my husband had not gotten a job, if we had not been budgeting and we had not been paying all of our debt down. It would not have covered our basic living expenses. So how is debt a thief? It steals our peace of mind. It steals our dreams. And it steals our future because we're working and living to make that payment instead of living a life and a purpose. So there is such a mindset shift when we gain control of our money. And I want to get to that with my guest today. So my first guest, well, they're all on. So Tina Murphy, she is a fellow financial coach. Becca Key, I've known her for a very long time. She's a sweet girl. And then Cameron Mason, who is a former client of mine as well. So Tina, do you have anything to add to what I just said?
Yeah, I think that I do want to add, though, I was also one of your clients, so she did kind of forget about that part. I found that when with my journey in credit is that I was utilizing it and then not paying attention to what I was spending and why I was spending, because for me, a lot of my spending was based around the fact that I was a widow and had lost my husband. So I was using credit card spending to just make myself feel so much better. And I remember when I started working with you, you're like, okay, we want to stop using credit cards because, you know, you're not really paying attention. And I was like, And I mean, I was digging in my heels. I was like, whatever. And I did have some reasons why I didn't want to use cash, but I have in the last like several months, even after working with Donette, switched over to using just my debit card because I was just spending too much and not paying attention to what I was doing and why I was doing it. So it was taking away things from my future because I was using things that were, instead of putting money in my retirement, I was, you know, sitting there doing, spending it now, and I wasn't being purposeful with my money. So I definitely see, even if you are paying it off every month or not paying it off every month, it's just taking away from things for later and not being more intentional with your spending.
Right. That is exactly right. We're going to be taking a break in about a minute, but I just want you guys to come on and say hi real quick and just maybe say who you are, where you're from, what you do, and how we met. So Becca, you want to start?
Hi, my name is Rebecca Key. I met Donna when I was in second grade, so a very long time ago. I'm a live-in nanny right now, and I'm going to be an ultrasound sonographer. So I'm about to graduate school at the end of this year.
Awesome. Cameron?
My name is Cameron Mason. I was born and raised in Columbus, Georgia, and I currently live out in Los Angeles, California. It's beautiful out here. I am currently working for a lighting agency where I do sales for selling commercial industrial lights. I'm a recent graduate of Indiana University, and I met Donette about a year ago through my dad.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. So we're going to take a break, and then we come back. We're going to dig into their stories and hear how their lives have transformed through changing their mindset with money, changing their relationship with money, and getting out of debt.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories,
aspire higher,
and live a whole lot larger
to help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here talking about how debt is a thief. And I have three special guests here with me who are all former clients of mine. And one is also a fellow financial coach, Tina Murphy, Cameron Mason, and Becca Key. Welcome back, you guys. So I wanted to really dig into your guys' stories and did any of my story resonate with any of you? Did you guys maybe connect with any of it? Do you find any of it true for you?
Yeah, I think the part where you're talking about how it was important for you to change your life and not have to give your kids the same answers as your dad gave you. I don't have any kids, but for my future, I want to be stable and financial and able to give what I can wholly and not out of debt, you know? I think that was a big decision in me becoming debt-free.
Yeah, and when we hear yours, Becca's got a cool story too, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. Anybody else, did that resonate with you or speak to you?
Yeah, I think that I find it really important that I want my kids to understand the importance of money and be able to utilize it, but also limit themselves. And so there's definitely been some things that I have done with my kids so they can see that there is a limit. And as a mom, it is hard to say no to our kids. And I don't want it to be like a negative no, but actually my kids understand like why. So like, even for me, if I'm like, no, that's not our goal, like, or having them be a part of achieving their own goals with their own money. So,
yes, I agree. It is hard to say no to our children.
Yeah, and I definitely resonated with it as well. Coming from a family, especially, they're just like so consumer minded. We're always about buying clothes, you know, who has the best fit on, real competitive when it comes to that. But growing up, you know, we had a number of times where we went bankrupt, you know, a couple businesses fell through. So being more sort of like a mini adult as a kid, you know, I kind of steered away from asking for things that I knew we weren't going to need, or I knew I absolutely didn't need to have it, so on and so forth.
That's awesome that you kind of picked up on that early and you're like, well, I probably don't need that. And I kind of see what's happening. And I don't want to participate in that, because I'm sure you felt the stress, right, of all that stuff happening.
Kind of, sort of. My dad did a really good job of hiding it from everyone. Not even my mom knew what was going on. So, yeah.
Okay. And that I see that happens a lot. The men just take on this huge burden because they want to provide for their families, obviously, right? But they're taking it on and they're not, there's no communication about money. And when there is, it's usually a fight because nobody's talking about it, but they hide it. And then I know that among men, suicide is really, really high because of financial stress and things like that, because they don't talk about it. And I always say in my shows, if you guys have listened, sex and money are two things we need to talk about in our households. Because it's so important. Money isn't dirty, and we're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. And I think we also need to allow our kids, our family, our, you know, our acquaintances, whatever, to make mistakes and let them know that's okay. Sometimes it gets blasted. Oh no, we made a mistake. And like, how dare you make a mistake? But how else are we going to learn if we're not making a mistake and someone to guide us to show us the right way? I made tons and tons of mistakes, and that's why I'm here today. Not because I figured it all out and I did it all perfectly, but because I made a ton of mistakes. And yeah, I did beat myself up for a little while, but I finally said, you know what? I'm not perfect. Let's figure out how to do it. And in that, I found my passion and my purpose to help people and pick them up and let them know that it's okay to make mistakes as well. So the beginning, I talked about what I learned about money growing up. Do you guys want to share a little bit about what you learned, what you saw or didn't see, and how you think that affected you as an adult?
So for me, my dad was the one that managed all of our money. I know that my mom worked, but I don't know. I didn't really see my mom, you know, managing it. She was the one that we would go shopping with or whatever. And so I've realized, like, I've even started doing some digging into my own money beliefs, and that I believe that the guy's supposed to be making the money and the women are supposed to be spending the money. And when I realized that, and this, I was like, whoa, I didn't even know that I realized that. And I think that when I was, when I became like my husband, what my late husband, he was making more money than I was, and he made it. And I had a job, I was a teacher, but I didn't really like think anything about it. And then when I became a widow and started dating again, one of my top criterias was that I needed a guy that had money and that made money so that I didn't have to worry about it. And I'm like, what? Wow. Like, and then you just kind of like, when you get these, when you realize what you're thinking, like, I didn't think I should be the one making the money. And I find myself, I'm a big spender. I'm an emotional shopper. And I think that that was something that has been holding me back from even achieving my own dreams and stuff. So that has been a thing that I grew up with and realizing myself.
Yeah. I don't think we realize how we subconsciously do things or think things until, like you said, take a minute and really maybe get alone with yourself. And it's like, wow, we need to fix that thought. Becca, go ahead.
Growing up, my family was very big, so it was kind of obvious.
Hope we might have a little bit of audio problems. Cameron, you want to go ahead, and then hopefully she can get some service.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of a weird kind of upbringing with money. I grew up, my dad handed me a book by Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he was like, hey, son, I want you to read this and you need to figure out how to get me rich. So, being a kid and not really understanding what was going on, I was like, okay, well, you know, my dad's asking me to read a book. I'll read a book. So, you know, I read it, and then he handed me over a game. He handed me over cash flow. So then I realized, you know, as I got a little bit older, how it really changed the way I thought about money, because I was treating money with like more like it was a game, and less with taking it serious and really thinking about my future and making different decisions that were really going to, you know, improve my wealth building.
Interesting. Okay. And how do you think that transferred over into your adulthood?
I would say I was just kind of, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm just going to buy, you know, whatever it is that I want. I'm not going to think about when I need it and when I can afford it. I'm just going to buy it. And then eventually I ended up with a whole lot of debt. And then I was like, all right, you know, might need some help.
It's weird how it just kind of almost happens overnight. Like, we wake up and say, what happened? Where did all this come from? I have so many clients that don't even know how much debt they do have. they don't even know how much they're spending towards debt every month because everything is just automatic, right? They're making the minimum, and it's just, they do this automatic payment thing. And that also kind of shuts us off as well and kind of disconnects us from what things are costing us. Same with the credit cards. We don't really pay attention to what things cost when we're swiping the credit card because it just shuts stuff off in us. But when we're using cash, we're like, well, I got $50 and that thing's 40 and that's 20. So what am I going to do? We're paying attention more. Maybe it's because when we go up to pay for it, we don't want to tell them to put something back. So we're going to be more conscious of how much things are costing. Whereas a credit card or even a debit card, this happens. People spend 12 to 18% more when they're swiping plastic. We have this overdraft protection, right? And we're just swiping. And if we don't have the money, nobody knows because we're going to pay an extra $35 so that nobody does know that we didn't have the money.
And well, I find it interesting with my son. I have been telling my son when he goes shopping, I'm like, okay, you have X amount of money and I will not go over it at all. And even though I'm not, I mean, with that, he knows what the amount is and I've been able to like back off because we're not arguing that I'll be like, that's too expensive or like that, because I'll in my mind have an expectation of what I want to spend, but I haven't shared that with him. So when I am telling him, okay, you have $200, literally every time we go, he spends right up to that number. But what he gets, if it, you know, it doesn't really matter. But, and I think that's what's different about, you know, when you have credit cards and you don't, you're mindlessly spending, you're just constantly going and swiping all of the time and not really paying attention to what the amount is because you don't care and you don't even know. And that knowing piece makes a difference.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Tina Cameron. Hopefully, Becca will be able to join us back and dig into some more of their money story.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Back. Good to have you guys. I'm here with Tina, Cameron, and Becca. We are talking about how debt is a thief. And I know Becca's phone is giving her a little bit of issues, but I want her to get her story in about what she learned about money growing up and how that has affected her as an adult.
Yeah, so growing up, I kind of knew we always had struggles with money. I'm one of five kids, so my parents had a lot on their plate to deal with. It did cause like a lot of trials between my parents, but my mom was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years and went back to work now. So things got better with that. But I kind of just overall decided that I wasn't going to let my future be that way. And I wanted to be a curve in the family when it comes to finances. So I'm getting there. It started off rocky, but I know I'm going to be a good example to my siblings after what we grew up.
Yeah, you definitely are. And remember, it's about progress, not perfection, right? We're on a journey. So how do you think that affected you as an adult?
Yeah.
You got a...
As an adult, it affected me because I didn't really have the tools I feel like I needed to... when it came to buying a car and getting, I didn't have the tools. I felt like I then wasn't given the tools. So it was a lot of trial and error when it came to purchases and finances, for sure.
Yeah, so you were trying to figure it out by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can totally resonate with that. So how did you feel about the debt? Was it a burden to you? What do you think your mindset was about it? Were you okay with it? Were you like, well, this is what everybody does?
When I started getting debt, I was kind of young because I just wanted to move out. So I got a credit card and used it for what I needed, and I didn't care at the moment because I knew one day I was going to have a good job and pay them off. But it definitely became a lot bigger of a burden than I anticipated. It would be even more of a just heavy weight on my shoulders. But now paying off the debt, it's like lighter every time I pay off a dollar. It feels so much better. But in the beginning, I was very much like unaware of what I was doing myself, I think is the right way to put it.
Yeah, totally understand that. Awesome. What about you, Cameron?
I'm sorry, one more time, what was the question?
So before coaching, and how did you feel about debt? Did you feel like it was something that just everybody did? Just how it is.
I definitely didn't take debt very seriously at the start. I knew, you know, obviously I didn't want to be in debt. But because I lived in a household where it was all about the consumer mindset, literally just spending as fast as you're earning. So I was spending money from my debit card. When that hit zero, I was already buying stuff on my credit card. And I was like, oh, I can just pay that off from next week's paycheck or whatever. And then that basically what's happening is I'm just stacking on more debt, and then I'm slowly chipping away at it because I'm not thinking about what I need for the following week. So, you know, after talking with you, definitely assisted me in trying to figure out, you know, how I should really be thinking about money and how I should be managing my debt and not having debt at all. It's actually a wonderful thing.
And what about you, Tina?
So when I was younger, I was pretty conservative with my spending. When I was in college, I had a job that basically provided all of my spending money. And I actually didn't get a credit card till after I graduated college. And when I applied for my first one, I got denied, which I thought was kind of interesting because all of my friends were getting accepted with credit cards when we were in college. So finally, when I did get one, I was living at home with my parents. So I was basically not having a lot of other expenses. So I would just buy stuff and then I would just pay it off. When I got a roommate for an apartment, it was the same way. But when I didn't have that extra income or that cushion of a roommate helping pay for my condo that I owned, I really started noticing that I'm like, oh, this money is getting higher and higher. And then when my late husband and I got married, he like started doing our finances and he was like, okay, you're not going to spend as much as what you've been doing. And because he had been through a lot of debt himself. So he like kind of reined it in a little bit more. And not like I went really crazy with my spending, but he was definitely more paying more attention to it. But again, it was kind of like, well, everyone else has it. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But we were still pretty conservative on, you know, doing stuff. But once my husband passed away, I really started spending a lot more money again to cover up for the grief of losing my husband. And then I had to rein that back in again so that I could calm my spending down. So,
yeah, Tina does an awesome, her coaching business, actually, she helps widows with their grief and their spending. It's really pretty cool. And just helping them process through that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what relationship did you have with money before coaching?
I don't think I even had a relationship with money. I think that the relationship with money that I had was like, it's for spending. Even though, and the crazy thing is I taught personal finance for like 16 years at the high school level. And I loved talking about money. My kids knew about, like my students, I was very open with them about money and would talk numbers with them so they could see things. But I don't really think I had much of a relationship with it. I didn't really appreciate it. It was like, it comes in and it goes out. And, you know, my husband would get paid. I got paid once a month and my late husband got paid every 2 weeks. And so the Fridays that he got paid, it was like, okay, let's go have some fun. And then the second week he was like, we're on beans and rice and rice and beans. And I'm like, oh. So it almost became like, we had, you know, in our coaching practices, we tell people to have money dates. And so have a relationship with their money. But to me, like we were having them, but they were negative. It was like this, okay, now we have it. Now we don't. Now we have it. Now, you know, so I didn't like our money dates. I'm like, please just leave me alone with it. Just go take care of it. And so even though I taught it, I didn't really like to be involved in it as much. So
very interesting. What about you, Becca?
My relationship with money. I knew I needed it. And I got my first job at 17 because I knew to drive, to do anything, I needed money. And that wasn't going to come from anybody else. So once I realized that, I started earning money. And in the beginning, I think I was like, okay, this much for car insurance, this much. So, but I definitely liked earning it because, you know, I work hard at whatever I do. And I became a manager at 18 and things like that. So I always felt like I worked hard for this money, like I should use it for things on myself because growing up, it was like hand-me-downs and grilled cheese for dinner. So I definitely, when I started getting a little bit more money, I was definitely treating myself a lot, as they say, which I don't necessarily think was a good idea. And so my relationship then was more of like, it was a gift from me to me, but now it's definitely like a responsibility kind of thing. Whereas before it was just for fun. And now it's like, oh, I want to do this, but I need to make my payments and then go to Temecula and wine tasting. Because for me, I want to live a fun life and do things that make me feel fulfilled, but I know it's more important to have all my bills paid now. Before it was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll still go to Disneyland.
And it's more fulfilling, right? Because you bills paid and you can enjoy this without any guilt. You're not going to feel bad when you get home.
Exactly.
So we have about a couple more minutes before we go to another break. Cameron, you want to tell us about your relationship with money before coaching?
Yeah. And I think you're quite familiar with my situation. I would have, like, let's say, first job out of college, you know, like, oh, I made $1,500 from this paycheck. Okay, cool. I can go out with the fellas, you know, and then, you know, go out and I'm like, yo, let's get some bottle service going. First two bottles on me. And then you're already, you know, $400-$500 deep in your paycheck. And I was like, I don't need it. I'm not going to worry about it. Like, oh, you know what? I should go out and I should buy everybody food. I'm going to buy everybody food. And then, you know, by the end of the weekend, I'm down to $500 for the next 2 weeks, you know, not really thinking about what I was doing. Like, I don't need a car. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. And then eventually I went out and bought one, definitely not at a good time, but you know, I think that was the main thing. I was like, oh, I'm getting money. I might as well spend it. Oh, I want the latest Gucci belt. I want the new Gucci flip flops and Louis Vuitton and all that stuff. So I was just buying up everything because that's all I knew from, you know, living in this kind of household. You know, my dad would go out and buy $1,000 of suits, just go out and buy them. You know, he's like, oh, man, I'm trying to look good for my meetings, blah, 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 which is, you know, all fine and dandy, but you got to do it in moderation. And I think that's one thing that I, you know, kind of came to you with. And then you brought it and it was like, hey, Cam, you know, you got to chill.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with having nice things. We want to have nice things. We want to enjoy our life. But we want to do that without the guilt or the shame or this, we're really, when we're in debt, we're putting that stuff on the cards. We're really not enjoying it because we know that bill's coming and we got to pay it. So I know we got to take another break. We will be back to talk with Tina, Cameron, and Becca about their process with coaching, why they even hired a coach and what it did for them.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back, everybody. I am here with my three guests, Tina, Cameron, and Becca, and we are talking about how they grew up thinking about money, their relationship with money, and how that has affected them as they went through the different stages in their life. And so now I want to talk about, why did you hire a coach? Because this whole thing about a financial coach is not new, but it's becoming, people are becoming more aware of it. People still are like, what is that? Or do you do investments? No, I don't do any investments. So why did you hire a coach?
So for me, I actually became a life coach for widows myself, and realized during my own certification process that I was spending money as my way of avoiding dealing with my emotions around the loss of my husband. So what I needed to do is help me get my own mindset around my spending. And so I had joined actually our coaching group and wanted to learn the whole coaching process for money coaching, and knew that, well, I needed somebody to help me do it for myself. That's why I hired Donette. And what it really helped me to do was to start using my money and creating joy in my life. And that's what I want to help other widows do. So in my coaching, I learned how to process my emotions. And when I can do that, I can then become intentional with my money and make purchases that actually make me excited, instead of just buying stuff to buy stuff to avoid what's going on in my life. So that's really been where my transformation happened, and working with you, seeing the numbers and looking at it helped me get a clear picture on it, to where then I can go, oh, okay. And now I buy things and I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, and I enjoy my stuff.
Right, right. What about you, Cameron?
Okay. So like I said, my father introduced me to you. And basically he was like, he hit me in the shoulder. He was like, Cam, yo, Donette is the truth. You need to go see her and get your finances right. Figure out what you got going on. And, you know, at first I was a little hesitant because I was like, I'm still young. Right now I don't even really have too many bills. You know, I'm fresh out of college. I don't really know, you know, where I want to take my money or what I'm even going to be doing in the next year or the next 3 years. And honestly, it was better for me to get one now so I could put things into perspective for the future, especially going ahead and starting stacking away my chips and all that good stuff, because I feel like the younger we are when we start thinking about money, the better. I already started my stock portfolio and I'm making a lot of money there because I'm debt free now. So I have, you know, the room to really grow financially and think about, you know, the kind of things that I do want.
That's awesome. It cleared your mind up, right? Yeah. Echo, what about you?
Well, I've known Donette for a very long time. So I had her on social media and I always saw posting about financial things, and I just hit a point where I just needed to learn where to put my money, how to, you know, pay off debt while I have so many bills. I have car payment and all those things. So I reached out to Donna and I was like, I don't know what you do, but can you help me? I don't know how to deal with my money. And she did. And I definitely, budgeting has been something I never learned to do. And after I learned that from Donna, it's like, I know it like the back of my hand now. I do it all the time. And the biggest thing I learned with her is you can't spend money you don't have, and you have to know where your money goes. So that was very important for me to learn. And now I feel like I'm a rock star at it.
Well, I think you are, because when I asked you if you'd be on the podcast, you were so excited sharing your story with me. So do you want to share that?
Yeah. So I was working with Donette for a while, and our plan was kind of for me to just pay my minimums on my credit cards. And once I graduated and started making money, that I was going to start tackling my debt more. Well, in the last few months, I've had the opportunity to pay off two of my credit cards and for to refinance my car, which is like the biggest victory for me, for sure. So I was very excited to share
that with her. That is so awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you also have a debt-free date, right?
Yes, I'll be debt-free October 30th or something like that.
Awesome. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. That is
very happy.
And how does that feel? Yeah.
It feels good. I'm not all the way done yet, but it just feels so amazing, like having that progress and knowing that I will be debt-free, and not only getting debt-free, but staying that way, I think is going to be the best feeling.
Right. Because at the beginning, when we first started working together, it's like a debt-free date wasn't even in your mind. Like it was like almost impossible, right?
Yeah.
You're thinking, how am I going to get myself out of this?
Right. It was not going to happen. It wasn't going to happen this year.
And now it is.
So.
And that's just,
I know.
So definitely exciting to know. This is the date I'm not going to have debt anymore. Not only am I not going to have debt, but you also made the choice not to go back.
Which definitely.
That's so awesome. I love it.
And I'm so excited.
Is debt free. How does that feel?
Fantastic. It's just amazing. It really is an amazing feeling, because I can really do other stuff with my money now, which is awesome. Not just, you know, pay for the essentials, not just pay off the bills. It's not just for that. It's also for me using that money to start making more money. Like I said, especially with the stock portfolio, I'm really hustling, especially, you know, obviously with the whole COVID-19 situation, a lot of stocks are down, which is a great time to invest, especially for someone my age. So I'm looking forward to, you know, reaping the rewards in the next couple of years.
That is so awesome. So I cannot believe that we're almost at the end of this hour. We got about 2.5 more minutes. So I want to ask you guys, what piece of advice do you have for those that are on the edge about coaching? And what advice do you just have for the listeners? What kind of advice can you give them? Maybe something they can do today, take away, something about your journey, something you've learned.
My advice is just do it. Just do it. It definitely is an eye-opener, regardless of how deep you are into debt. It's better to know just your end date and when you will get everything done with, instead of just sitting on it any longer. It's very refreshing to have a plan, I believe. And my advice is just know where your money is going and budget.
Cameron, what about you?
Yeah, get one. Would be what I would say. And one kind of takeaway that I would say is, you know, make sure you put a name to every single dollar. And fellas, make sure to pull out all your money in cash and really put them in envelopes. It really helps.
Awesome. And what about you, Tina?
I think even though some of us might be taught how to do things, because I was a personal finance teacher and we taught personal finance, the difference is when you start seeing it personally and it's your own money, you really have to decide what is your why. Like, why do you want to do what you're doing? And when you start getting control of develop that, then you'll be able to take control of your spending and start enjoying your money instead of your money controlling you.
That is awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for coming today. Thank you everyone for joining us. Don't forget to be back here next month, fourth Friday of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Cornelia will be back with us, and we will continue our conversation about going from fear to freedom with your finances.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.